Hello, beautiful souls alive on earth right now. Woke up to another day. I'm so grateful. Hope you're having a fabulous day. So I was thinking about something. Go, surprise, surprise. My mind is always going. Oh my gosh, it's just never bored, that's for sure. I was thinking how, so we go through things in life, right? And not all of it's comfortable, and relationships can be challenging, and sometimes you make friends and then you lose friends, and you go separate ways and things happen, and it's so tempting and so easy and it feels so good to our ego to blame other people and make them the bad person and make them wrong and make them the villain. And somehow that makes us feel superior, it makes us feel better, it makes us be more okay with the circumstances because we convince ourselves that that other person is in the wrong, right? And sure, they may be, you know, they may be. So that's always a possibility, but I think sometimes we don't realize that we are co-creating with these people and we're co-creating these experiences, and we have this tendency to judge it as good or bad, but maybe it just is. Maybe we could do without the good and bad labels so much, and we can just see lessons and how you know, maybe uncomfortably or comfortably, like, you know, served some sort of purpose in that person's life and they did the same for you. And it's easy to label it as a bad, or that was negative, or, you know, she's wrong and he's wrong and all that. But I think we're kind of underestimating the amount of play that we have participated in that situation. And it's, you know, like the act of taking personal responsibility and to stop judging everything so harshly. Instead, just like allowing things to be, like, just neutral, right? It doesn't have to be this is bad and that's bad. I've recently been thinking about how, you know, if I'm around a group of people, whether they're, you know, online or in real life, and they're just criticizing other people, they're like laughing at other people, they're, you know, just positioning themselves as morally superior in a certain way, to me it's such a huge turn off. It's like, oh, I would not want to be friends with those people. They're just gonna talk shit about you behind your back, you know, like they're not the type of people you want. They're not uplifting. They're just like, you know, and too busy criticizing everybody to even have some sort of positive thing to say. And it's just interesting to witness these things. And I'm not saying I've never done that, right? Like, well, I'm learning, I'm trying to be better, I'm trying to do better, I'm trying to be less judgmental, I'm trying to be more neutral in a lot of situations, because not everything deserves my attention, not everything deserves my judgment, not everything deserves my opinion, right? I think sometimes we have so many opinions on things that we don't even know about fully. Like, how can you have an opinion when you don't even know all the facts, you know? And I know it's like that's how communication works a lot of times with people. It's like, oh, let's just talk about how shitty this thing is and how bad this thing is. And it's like, but what if we could talk about the things that are going right? What if we could talk about the things we're creating? What if we could uplift each other? What if we could actually talk about the things that are going well and stop with this freaking negativity bias that just plagues our freaking human nation? Like, I swear, human nation, human race, we have such a, you know, evolutionary negativity bias that we have to do everything to overcome that. I'm so serious. Because, I mean, think about your own life. Like, sometimes you're overly focused on the ways that you failed. You're overly focused on the things you didn't do right. You're overly focused on maybe that relationship that didn't go so well, or that friendship that failed, or whatever. It's okay. These things are just stepping stones. It's, you know, we don't have to spend our whole lives ruminating and thinking about all of that. Like, we can be focused on the present moment and what we're creating, what makes you happy, what drives you, what are you passionate about? What actually gives you life? What gives you life? What is it? Think about it right now. I'm just gonna give you a second. Like, think about what gives you life. What adds value to your life that you do? Is it being in community with people? Is it getting out of your comfort zone? Is it hiking? Is it going on trips? Is it going on retreats? Is it, you know, what is that thing? And maybe pour more energy into that, even if you're alone doing that, right? For me, it's art. And, you know, that's like a solo thing, but it gives me life. It makes me feel happy. It makes me feel like I'm amazed at the things that I create, and it makes me confident. It helps me boost my confidence and my my internal locus of control. I feel like, you know, it doesn't really matter so much what's happening out there. I have this internal locus of control where I'm like, I have the power to co-create this reality of my dreams. And that depends on my habits. It depends on how I'm thinking and who I'm surrounding myself with, what kind of content I'm contributing in and like participating in. And, you know, I really just need to look at myself sometimes and be like, man, am I complaining? Am I being being negative? Like, and what is that doing for me? Is that helping me? Does that make me feel better to complain and to commiserate with people? It doesn't really. You know, there's definitely a quality of being there for people when they're going through stuff and being empathetic. That's absolutely true. That's real. That is necessary. That's helpful. We all need that. And we all need to be that for other people. But there's also, you know, are we dragging things on? Are we you know, amplifying that in our energy field by keep talking about it, by keep believing it? And it's just very interesting to think about, you know, what are we co-creating? And are we choosing to be more optimistic, even when it may be unfamiliar to be optimistic? You might have to, you know, it might be really challenging to be optimistic sometimes, but I feel like it's just so easy to get sucked down into negativity and not believing in yourself and thinking like, dang, this is just how life is, I guess, you know. But I think sometimes we don't realize the amount of, I don't want to say control, but the amount of influence we have on our day to day. And just very interesting to think about. And I know a lot of us are moving through all these different cycles all the time. Sometimes you're just surrounded by people, you're socially like a social butterfly, just everything's flowing well, and then you go through times where whatever is going on in your life is happening and it's just like, dang, is this really what it is? But we just hold on through it, you know. And I think these are always opportunities for us to clarify, to get clarity. Like, oh my God, is this even what I actually want? Do I want to be around these people? Do I want to be participating in this? Do I want it, you know? And it's very healthy, I think, to reassess and reevaluate and be honest with ourselves and take that personal responsibility of, hey, okay, these have been my experiences thus far, you know? And they've, instead of thinking that they're bad, they're negative, they haven't done anything for you, maybe consider all the things that they've actually contributed in maybe not the most comfortable way in your psyche, in your influence, and how perceptive you're becoming and how intuitive you're becoming and how you're deciding like, oh, this is what I want, that's not what I want. And that's a beautiful thing. How else would we know that if we weren't going through these experiences that are quote unquote negative? How else would we know, oh, this is what I want, oh my God, this is who I am, oh, I'm this independent woman, oh, I'm this, you know? It's like, we're just, yeah, it's just amazing, you know? And being able to kind of reclaim our power, reclaim our sovereignty, reclaim this is who I am, and you're allowed to change, you're allowed to grow. And I think we let people's opinions of us hold us hostage from time to time. Maybe you've shown up a certain way, or you've just been experienced a certain way, and you almost feel paralyzed that you can't change because are they going to accept you? Are they going to love you? Are they going to reject you, right? We're collectively, I think, afraid of rejection, which is totally normal. It's an evolutionary thing. We want to be accepted, but we also have to accept ourselves. We also have to be able to look in the mirror and be like, dang, I really like who you are, even if other people don't get you. Like, I get you. I love you, you know? And being that for ourselves is like gotta be priority, because people are gonna come, people are gonna go, they're gonna come in your life, they're gonna love you, they're gonna hate you, they're gonna be all kinds of things, right? And you need to be okay with who you are on the inside, regardless of what's going on. And taking back our personal power from anything out there that we've really given it away to, whether that's how other people see us or external thing, you know, validation, just anything out there. And I just love you guys so much. I'm curious to know any of your guys' thoughts on these topics. If you have anything to share, you can always send voice notes through the app, I believe, as feedback or whatever. But you can also find me on social media and let me know your thoughts there too. I just appreciate you guys. I hope you're having the most fabulous weekend ever. I'm about to take my kids out and go have some fun. And yeah, just sending lots of love and appreciation and gratitude your way. I hope you make today freaking amazing. All right, I'll talk to you guys next time.